This is an Enterprise Times podcast sponsored by Rootstock. My name is Steve Brooks, and today I'm talking to Ramesh Sunder, Vice President, Products and Technology at Rootstock Software. We will be talking about collaboration, specifically how the acquisition of Slack by Salesforce and its integration into the Force.com platform and Rootstock can deliver benefits to manufacturers now and in the future. Hi, Ramesh.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on the podcast. My name is Ramesh Sunder. I head the products and technology at Rootstock. As you mentioned, I've been in the enterprise software space for over two decades now here, working from the Silicon Valley, and pretty excited to be here talking about Slack integration with Salesforce.
For those still looking for their next ERP solution, why is this important? And what's the differentiation of the Salesforce Rootstock Slack combination?
Yeah, that's a great question. If you look at the Salesforce platform, there are so many components that are embedded into the platform that it lends itself to a lower total cost of ownership when you are investing in a technology that comes from Salesforce. You not only have the customer experience software in the form of Sales Cloud, Marketing Cloud, Service Cloud, you can extend that with Rootstock ERP, financials, and supply chain on the same platform. So the system of engagement is tightly integrated with the systems of record that Rootstock provides. When you have everything in one place, the cost that companies see from taking the data out of your enterprise software system and then putting it into another system, the integration costs are quite heavy. Having everything together in one platform is a great benefit that our customers get at a lower cost. The investment that Salesforce does in the R&D is pretty phenomenal. It's over $2 billion every year goes into the R&D, and that benefit comes to every customer. So now with collaboration also coming into the platform, you know, these capabilities can now be leveraged by our customers within the existing investments that they have already made. There's no cost for moving the data out and getting all that integration done. With any other solution, you have to have the integration cost. You have to build in a lot of these capabilities, and then they are integrated from other third-party sources. So everything coming into one platform has great benefits for our customers. Your security setup, which is pretty extensive in terms of authorizations and user authorizations, those are all in one place. You don't have to worry about who has access to what kind of information. So your user base can sit in one place, and all the data security issues can be set up in one environment. And that also goes to the total cost of ownership.
Ramesh, after Salesforce announced the acquisition of Slack, you published a blog in which you wrote, "We believe that bringing collaboration capabilities from Slack in Salesforce customer experience, combining that with manufacturing, supply chain, finance from Rootstock, will drive frictionless collaboration across various functions of any enterprise to drive growth and profitability." When we spoke before this podcast started, you said there are at least five frictionless collaboration capabilities of Slack that are relevant within Salesforce. What are those?
One of the things that we are pretty excited about at Rootstock is the ability that Slack brings to manufacturers and the supply chain companies, bringing in collaboration deep into the operations. And we believe that a collaboration capability like Slack will bring in efficiencies. It will bring cost reductions. It will make the organizations more agile. Some of the areas that we feel that this will help is bringing in seamless integration with the Salesforce platform. Essentially, Rootstock is built on top of Salesforce platform. So a lot of our customers use Rootstock in conjunction with Salesforce capabilities of customer experience and so on and so forth. When you look at the entire supply chain and where Rootstock operates, it is primarily interactions with customers, interactions with vendors. And this basically lends itself into having a seamless operation where all these collaboration capabilities can extend into various parts of the supply chain to make it more efficient. From an integration standpoint, one of the key capabilities that this whole integration brings to the table is direct data interaction between the Salesforce applications with Slack. So data can flow directly from Salesforce into a Slack channel. If there are multiple parties tuned into the Slack channel, whether it's a customer or it's a vendor, With the integration, the data can seamlessly flow from the application into the collaboration tool like Slack. So that is a key capability that the integration brings.
Where would people use that? What's the benefit of it? Can you just give me an example?
Typically, these interactions can happen when you want to do a customer credit check. For example, if you are bringing a new customer on board and you want to run some credit checks, or you want to bring a new vendor on board and you want to credit checks, those kind of things can be delegated to a team that is tuned into a particular channel. That information can be quickly farmed off to a team that is outside the operations itself.
You're talking about someone in sales saying, I want to have a credit check done. Are they using the Slack channel to communicate the requirement to their accounting function? Or are you talking about an integration to a third party such as Dun & Bradstreet?
No, at this point, it is within the organization itself. If you have an accounting team, they have to do some credit checks. You can bring in the accounting team into the Slack channel and run the credit check. Somebody else is doing it. So the sales team is different from the accounting team, but you're bringing them together in the Slack channel.
And is that better than Chatter?
From Chatter perspective, I think there are some similar capabilities, but what Slack offers is the video conferencing and the voice conferencing capabilities, which can be exploited if there are any questions that come up. People can pick up the phone or have a voice conversation on the channel itself that extends that chat capability.
Thanks. Great point.
The second point I wanted to bring up is when you are working in Slack, posting results from Slack to Salesforce, if you have access to Salesforce, that becomes seamless. And in the sense that both these applications are integrated, channel updates can be updated back into Salesforce. You can bring in all the activities that are happening on the Slack channel directly and post it through just one click of a button. All the conversations that are happening in Slack can easily go into the context of the record that you're talking about. Both ways communication data can move from Salesforce, and now any conversation that is happening on the Slack side can easily go into Salesforce. And why is it important? It is important because you are capturing the information that is flowing from both the channels and bringing them together so that anybody who is accessing that record for a customer or for a vendor has a context of what is being talked about. The third most important thing that this integration brings is when the user in the Slack wants to search something inside Salesforce, he doesn't have to log in into Salesforce and go and access the search functionality. That can be done directly from Slack itself. Searching for vendor information, searching for customer information, all that thing can happen from Slack itself. Anybody who is tuned into that Slack channel can look at that information at the same time that you're looking at. Not only just one person looking at the information, but the collective team looking at that data set together.
Is there a license restriction on that? Or actually, is there a benefit because the user doesn't need a full Salesforce license to do that?
Typically, what we have seen in companies is that some departments have access to Salesforce. The other departments don't necessarily have full access to Salesforce. But this is a way of exposing some of that information to the other departments so that we can collectively as a team make an informed decision based on the data that you see. Users in Slack can be two types of users. One is those who have access to Salesforce. The others are those who don't have access to Salesforce. Those who have access to Salesforce can do the search and look up information directly from Slack without logging into Salesforce. So that's one advantage. The other advantage is for the users who don't have access to the Salesforce account, they don't have licenses, but they would like to see the information, can see it effectively. The information sharing is possible in this context. From a licensing standpoint, you need access to the Salesforce environment to do a search. So there's a license requirement there, but not for somebody who's looking at information. The fourth point, most important point, is the documentation, the training, and other aspects that every organization has to deal with. That is a key component of the Slack environment. So the access to documents and training material, all is consolidated in one place. Typically, organizations use Slack for those use cases as well. So that extends itself very well into Salesforce. Part of this could be also training people how to use Salesforce as well. That can be stored into Slack, and access to that information is pretty seamless when it comes to users of different skill sets. Some people are new to Salesforce and they would want to learn more about Salesforce. That training material is available in one place. The last point that I want to talk about, the fifth one, is essentially the whiteboarding and the sharing capabilities. Typically, in a collaboration tool, you have whiteboards, you have content sharing through screen sharing, there's conference calls that are made possible. So all these capabilities are now extended, especially when workers are remote and you're working from different geographies. It's important to have these capabilities extended into the Salesforce environment. Some of this was available through Chatter as a form of the chat messages, and right now with Slack, it's just extended into conference calls and whiteboarding. That just facilitates a better working environment, especially in a remote setting.
Salesforce is obviously very keen on customer experience. Does the integration between Slack and Salesforce, can it be extended to the customer?
You could bring in a customer into a specific Slack channel just to make sure that one customer's information is not passed on to the others. You have to maintain that data integrity and other aspects in the Slack channel itself. The ability to invite a customer, yes, that is definitely possible in this context of collaboration.
What about the supply chain angle? Because a lot of businesses have very deep supply chain. They form relationships with supply chain. Can you see it used in there within Rootstock especially? Is there any benefit to that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Vendor onboarding, negotiating on price or quality or any specifications about the product that you are procuring from a vendor. These conversations are traditionally happening on the phone. With the help of a collaboration tool, you can not only have that conversation, but also share specifications and other material and make it much more efficient instead of having this conversation go through email or in an offline mode that doesn't sometimes give the speed and the agility that you need to expedite issues.
Collaboration sounds really easy, but it's a bit more complex to actually embed it into an organization. What steps do business leaders need to take to ensure that their internal culture is able to embrace and take advantage of collaboration?
Yeah, that's a good question, Steve. I think it's important for companies to realize that having collaboration will improve productivity and reduce costs. From a leadership standpoint, this is an important change management that they have to bring into the organization. Traditionally, everybody is comfortable with all this information being transferred over email or other forms. And in this new world, information needs to travel fast and decisions need to be taken fast. So it's a change management issue. There is a new type of workforce that is joining companies, and that's a workforce that is used to Facebooks and Twitters of the world, and they are used to communicating on a real-time basis. And giving that workforce a tool and capabilities to collaborate is very important for companies to have a cohesive organization that is driving for successful outcomes. It starts from the leadership. There needs to be a commitment towards collaboration. Clearly, the benefits are there to drive more efficiencies in the organization. If there is a commitment to adopting such a tool to bring more of the social media kind of capabilities into in the enterprise software, then this is a great place to start.
We've spoken about what Slack and Salesforce delivers now. What are you hoping for in the future between these two solutions?
Given that Slack is relatively new from a Salesforce standpoint, the adoption is quite there for a number of customers who are using Salesforce as well as other enterprise software products. The way I see it is that the collaboration capabilities across different geographies, people are talking in different languages. The language translation is an important aspect that will come through in the future, where transcripts are automatically translated. At the same time, users have the option to look at what has been communicated into different languages. That's one point. The second is I also see some of the AI and NLP capabilities coming into Salesforce as well as into Slack, into the combined platform, where a question like how many customers have ordered a specific product in the past 3 days, that question can be very quickly answered. You don't have to write a SQL query or any complicated technical things there. You just ask a question and you would get a response. That's a critical AI and NLP capabilities that will be embedded in the future. That's our belief, is that those things will come in as a natural extension to Slack, given that Einstein and other capabilities are also getting developed in Salesforce.
Einstein can already do, courtesy of, I think, IBM Watson, the kind of textual translation of languages. Certainly that's capability of Watson. That's kind of almost here now, isn't it? Although not activated, I suppose, with the Slack and Salesforce integration. What about voice translation? How close do you think that is?
That's also not far away, Steve. If you look at some of the capabilities that are included in other tools, like Microsoft has Teams software that basically does that effectively. Translation on a real-time basis is definitely possible. There might be a little bit of lag in terms of how the translation happens, but those capabilities will be enhanced over a period of time as the translation becomes real-time. So that definitely is a possibility.
It tends to be the accents causing a problem as well, isn't it?
That's true, but AI capabilities have the understanding of all these different accents and what is being said. If you look at all the NLP capabilities 10 years ago or 20 years ago, they were not as advanced. But boy, when you see some of these capabilities in other software products where the focus is on real-time translation, the quality of the output is far, far better than what we have seen in the past. So I can only see these things improving. Understanding the accents, understanding the local lingo, understanding some nuances about certain languages. All these things are built in into the AI capabilities, and that will evolve over a period of time.
What about the future capabilities within Slack itself? Where do you think they can take collaboration? What's the next generation of collaboration?
The bot capabilities that is already available in Slack that basically helps you to set up an automatic answering self-service system, those can become more and more intelligent as it gets more and more data from a transactional system like Rootstock. With more and more of that data coming into the process of answering questions, the bot capabilities are going to become more intelligent. And like I said earlier, questions similar to what colors are available for a particular shoe, these kind of questions, if they are asked, the system will automatically figure out where to look for that information. Those integration capabilities can bring in that kind of an experience for an end customer. And I believe that with the bot capabilities enhancing, increasing, the customer experience is only going to get better as customers are looking for information at a time when they want and at a place where they are. It's going to be important to keep that in mind, and hopefully the product teams, both at Slack and Salesforce, are looking at some of these customer experience defining capabilities and put that into the product.
I assume it's not just information, is it? It's actually giving the customer the ability to create an order or amend an existing order and ask for further information around those orders through the channel.
That is another self-service use case. If you are keen on placing an order or if you are doing an e-commerce over Slack, those options are very much feasible and possible. And that's a great opportunity for a combined solution from Salesforce and Slack to deliver to customers, as well as it's also another channel for e-commerce for a number of customers.
If we turn it back to manufacturers, initially internally within manufacturers, what difference can this really make to manufacturers? Can you quantify the business benefits at all?
We have seen a number of manufacturers use Rootstock software, and it's being used in the shop floor. We have usage on mobile devices in warehouses. With all this capabilities getting into the mobile device, it's become very easy to do the transactions where the user is. When you have a collaboration capability like this, information can flow into the person sitting in the warehouse or the person building things on the shop floor. And if there are quality issues that are discovered from a customer standpoint, they're reported through a Slack channel, that information can directly flow into somebody who's sitting on a lathe machine or somebody who's sitting on the shop floor to build stuff. You can halt the production. You can look at the issues that are happening on a real-time basis and make the adjustments. That will reduce cost, and it will also improve the processes overall when that information is passed on quickly to where the manufacturing is happening. There are a number of possibilities there. We are excited to see our customers use these capabilities. We are surprised sometimes the way they use it. The important part is to get the information quickly to people so that they can react to it and save costs and drive efficiencies across the board.
Can you quantify that speed increase at all? What's it like before? What will it be like after they implement collaboration tools such as Slack?
The quantification process will be different for different customers. It's not hard to imagine. Efficiencies go up from 10 to 15% based on the benefits that you see from introducing a tool that facilitates information flow from a transactional system to an operational world. those are some of the benefits that there will be studies be done, and you can create case studies and kind of identify the exact numbers, but it's not hard to think that this can bring anywhere between 10 to 15% of efficiencies.
What about collaboration outside the manufacturing with the supply chain or with the customer? What difference is it going to make there?
Imagine that you're connected with a supplier or a vendor in a remote location. There are a lot of things happening which you're not aware of. There could be a storm passing by, or there could be a tornado passing by. There are some disruptions in the supply chain. These disruptions can be quickly communicated, and companies can effectively make sure that any decisions that need to be made that will have an impact for that particular event, you can react fairly quickly to it if you have that information fast enough. Vendors can communicate such supply chain disruptions very quickly. You can bring other vendors into the different chat Slack channels and then collaborate on the specifications of what you would want to procure. So overall, efficiencies in the supply chain, you can see a lot of efficiencies flowing in there.
And on the customer side?
Well, on the customers, and again, it's the same self-service scenario. It is also a unique customer experience that you can provide by putting a lot of information that customers can have access without picking up the phone. Any sales order updates that are happening today can be done through Slack channels. Customers have a better view of when certain deliveries will be made. If an order has been placed to build a car, for example, and you want to give an update of what is happening on the shop floor with pictures of the car, that can easily flow through this channel. So there are a number of things that can change the customer experience dramatically, given that you have a tool in place that can exchange not only just textual information, but also images and documents. This can happen on a real-time basis. Bringing up a conference channel or a video channel in this context also improves the overall customer experience, because now you can see what you've ordered, or you can see as things are getting built, for example, on the shop floor. Those are some things you can imagine today.
How can people find out how to leverage this collaboration better?
We've done quite a bit of an effort in testing this out and making sure that this might be a good option for a number of our customers. We are producing a lot of content in the form of documentation. We have taken the existing integration capabilities, telling our customers how to integrate rootstock with Slack. We have some custom objects that are sitting on top of the Salesforce platform, how to transfer that information from the custom objects into Slack. We are providing detailed information for our customers to embrace these capabilities and integrate them into their environments. It's fairly easy to do from an administrative standpoint. You set it up once, and any information that you want to expose in the Slack channel can be done fairly quickly. Look out for our community site, publishing such content in our community on a regular basis so customers can get it. There are blogs that our CMO, Tom Brennan, has written on the Slack integration on our website. You can access that as well, and that showcases a number of possibilities on this. We'll continue to communicate to our customers. We do also conduct a number of webinars that the customers are tuned into. So there are a number of ways we are trying to help our customers embrace these collaboration capabilities as part of an overall enterprise software experience.
Ramesh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve, for having me on the podcast today. It was great chatting with you, and look forward to seeing Slack getting adopted everywhere. We can come back and speak about more capabilities that the collaboration can bring to Rootstock at a later podcast.